Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Some legends leave their mark on the game.
Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here comes Gomez. Around third. A throw and the Brewers win. On a base hit by Nigel Morgan. He's being mobbed.
Others leave stories you'll never forget.
To this day, it gives me the willies right now because I'm a little bit older, so now I understand what it meant to the city.
Now, it's your chance to hear them firsthand on the Yuengling Legends Line. Legendary names. Legendary stories. Brought to you by Yuengling. Crack open a Yuengling lager and raise a toast to an American tradition. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Now, here's Brewers legend T-Plush.
You guys are the land of the dairy, but you guys had no flavor in the dairy. So basically, you know, I had to bring some flavor.
Yes, yes, y'all know what time it is. It's time for a little bit of that flavor. As we are joined by Nigel Morgan, a.k.a. T-Plush, who joins us on the Yuengling's Legends Hotline. Nigel, what's happening? Welcome in to Kyle and Brust.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just living the dream level. As always, I'm down here in California. We have a little family reunion that I had to attend. I wish I was up there in Milwaukee because I know they have the family reunion with the Brewers and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had that was a tough one. I had to weigh those options really heavy there.
You can't. You always
got to see my family.
You always got to choose the fam. You always got to choose the fam, yeah. Niger. We're being joined today.
Well, the Brewers are family, too.
Yeah, they family. Yeah.
Man, Brewers are family, too, bro. That was a hard one.
Yeah, they definitely.
Because I'm a showman too, guys. Come on now, I like coming out there.
I already know. I already know.
Like
well, speaking of coming
out, lie.
Speaking of coming out there, listen, Nigel, you my guy. I ain't gonna press you too hard, but I heard last week you were supposed to join us, but you were riding Splash Mountain and had your Mickey ears on. What?
Yeah.
What happened, man?
Oh, man, you know, honestly, I'm blaming it on the signal, and I didn't have a good signal.
I guess it's going to be tough.
So
at
it
Disney.
Was all the signal, you know, what's his name? Who's running it? Igor or whoever the president.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he wasn't paying that signal over there. So, you know, he should
Tom
be
Iker.
Talking more to actually, it is the ESPN band. That's right. Oh, my bad, family. Oh, he should have been paying the bill. I didn't have the signal.
That's wild. That's wild. He said Disney ain't got that bandwidth, that big enough bandwidth. That's crazy. All that cell service down there. You right, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they do got to get bigger bandwidth down there. But, again, we're being joined by Nigel Morgan here on the Yuengling Legends Hotline. Ben Bruss out today. Josh DiMaggio in for Ben Bruss. He's from our morning
hey,
show.
Hey, what up, JD?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Josh, you had a question.
You know, just hanging in there, bud. Easy breezy.
I got a couple Stress questions free. To for you. One, actually, statement. Am I allowed to call you Plush? Because I would like to just refer to you that moving forward.
Yeah,
if that's
please
allowed.
Do. My mom calls me Niger. So when my mom calls me Niger, that means I'm in trouble, dog.
Mr. Plush?
All right, Plush.
The homies call me Plush. Hey, everybody calls me Plush.
All right, Plush. One, I would like to just extend a thank you to you. I was in left field in 2011 when you walked off the Arizona Diamondbacks. It is the greatest memory I have as a sports fan, and you are the most important part of all of that, so thank you. And second, I want to correct the record. When you were on with Homer and Ben Brust, they talked about where you, in your career, lined up and batted, and where you were in the lineup. And they gave misinformation to all the great people of ESPN Wisconsin.
I told you. Plush only was down in the order just with the Brewers when I first got here.
Yep.
That was the only time I really sniffed like the 6 and 7 hole.
So they were spreading fake news. Plush batted 1,275 times at leading off. Second, 723, and then 58, 52, and 78 at 7, 8, 9. So they gave all that misinformation. And I wanted to correct the record.
You guys were relying too much on the AI.
I went to baseball reference. I went to baseball reference where they keep the real stats. Plush, how far away?
But honestly, no, hold on, JD.
No, go ahead, T-Plush.
I'm still tripping. That, rest his soul, but I didn't know that I was getting in doc like that. I didn't realize it. I didn't even know, man. I thought my guy, honestly, was Derek Lowe. I didn't realize it was Doc Holly. they didn't even know.
Plush, should the Brewers go out and trade for Skubal? Do you think that's the move that can make them a true contender, or do you want another bat, a big bopper?
Now, but see, Big Woo, mm-hmm. he was kind of the ace up our sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right, but remember I said, if everybody can stay healthy, and Big Woo went down, man, that's, and he's an ace. So, do you give up something behind my day, like you said, JD? Because you said that there's something behind, who were the gentlemen that you mentioned before?
Are you talking about
the prospects?
The prospects,
guys like
Jet Williams, Jefferson Cuero. They have plenty of guys in that top 100.
Andrew Fisher.
Sometimes you got to give up something to give something. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I mean, I still like a bat. I think I woke up Joey Ortiz a little bit. for me. But if you're going to get in the playoffs. And pitching and defense always wins in the playoffs. Timely hitting comes in, but man, you got to go get another arm. I flipped that script. I'm allowed to right now. Mm-hmm. The way I was feeling before the All-Star break and before Big Woo went down was let's go get a bat. I thought bring up my day, bring him in, let him get seasoned, let him go through the ups and downs. Don't waste his talent in the bushes. You know, bring him on up. I know, but he's getting good training from, Sweet, mm-hmm. from, Coach Sweet. But, at the end of the day, you know, you still need to bring up something. You have an opportunity to bring him up. If we have that bat, then bring him up too. For me, you can still work it within the system and you can still play that small ball, but you got to get those boys. You got to get them some opportunities and you need to get them seasoned. Just like back in the day, they used to tell you, if you were, you know, right at that age group, maybe play with the older kids, mm-hmm. get a little bit mopped up.
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll get some experience and that's how you're going to learn.
And I think
you got to feel the light.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because when you came on, you talked about bringing up Made a while ago and they ended up bringing up Cooper Pratt, who's 21 years old. They brought up Luis Lara as well. So they brought up some of those young kids who are, you know, getting their knocks in. You see Cooper Pratt's turning it around. So I definitely love that vibe, but you talked about they need a bat. But do you even think T-Plus, the Brewers are one move away or they're more than one trade away from actually being a real World Series contender?
But see, my man, check it out. It's hard to even say that because you really got to dig deep, too, because you got to know about the clubhouse. Is this guy going to be right for our clubhouse?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what even people did it to me. Is he going to be right with the chemistry? And, you know, all it takes is a little bit of just the bad energy or whatever it is that can mess up the chemistry, even what's cooking right now with the crew. You know, they're still cooking right now, but it's just. Oh man, they're in a tough position right now because you just don't know. And for me, I'd rather just stay within the organization and go ahead and bring up those young boys and just let them go ahead and cook, let them fail. Because in this game, failure is success. No other game, you go 3-for-10 and you're a Hall of Famer. Mm. So, you know, even Coop Pratt. Finally winning on seats for his first home run.
Yes, sir.
So you got to let him go through the ups and downs and the rigorous of the traveling and understanding the big lights, the show. You know, I mean, it's a different ball game than Triple A.
Plus, you've seen a lot of trades happen in your career, team people joining you or leaving your team. Do you think that's a big factor that Matt Arnold and crew need to keep in their thoughts? Say if they add a big time pitcher that sort of upsets the pecking order, is that something that can really tank a season if everyone's not bought in the right way?
Yeah, most definitely, because Murph has something as well too, right? Everybody knows the system, everybody understands the playbook. You know, when somebody comes in on a rental for like what, 2-3 months, you know, that's where you have to really go in and do your due diligence and goes understand and dig and find out, you know, what the makeup is of the person that you want to bring in. Cause you don't want to mess up the chemistry of the clubhouse, even when it comes to the equipment boys, the ball boys, whoever. you know, even the guys that are in front of the clubhouse, you know, the attendees. So, you know, you got to be able to vibe, and especially in Milwaukee, you know, they love you, but, you know, if you're not bringing it, you know, you're going to get, you know, chewed up out of there, too.
We are being joined by Nigel Morgan, a.k.a. T-Plus, on the Yuengling Hotline, the oldest brewery in America, and now officially in Wisconsin. Now, T-Plus, when you play for the Brewers, y'all had a move that you made at the deadline, around the deadline, to get K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez. Y'all brought in some guys. Like, what type of energy did that bring in? Because right now the conversation is Mason Miller, Tarik Skubal, but Mason Miller kind of more on that side because of K-Rod.
Yeah.
What type of injection of energy did that bring to that clubhouse when you guys got that solidified closer to add on with John Axford you already had?
Oh, yeah. For me, myself, you know, I'm still a fan of the game, and being able to be in the same locker room with a future Hall of Famer and really watching him as I came up through the pecking order myself, I mean, I was thrilled just to even be around him and just being even around Prince and Bronny as well. So for me, it was more than everything. And I knew Doug Melvin, he got the right people in there, because he already knew that we already had a good mix of the veterans with the middle and the youth too. So the Brewers have all of that right now. They have that brewing, and because they have some older guys, but they have some middle guys too to keep the and you have those young guys to understand how to understand the professional way. But you got to bring up my day. He's going to inject it. I think so.
I believe you, T-Plus.
Oh,
you,
I'm fired up you, about this
no,
kid.
No, you know ball, so I believe every word that you said. Now, you talked about some of the older guys on the team. One of those guys is Christian Yelich, who's been in a slump and struggling right now. There's been conversations around here in Wisconsin about, do you move Christian Yelich out the leadoff? You give him more days rest. Who's the person that starts that conversation? Is that Christian Yelich? Is that Pat Murphy? How do you handle that? Or do you just keep him at the top of the lineup and let him swing his way out of the slump?
But see, that's the whole thing. You gotta, in the game of baseball, you gotta stay in there. You know, bouncing around, it's all about confidence. And the whole thing is, you know, you're gonna go through your ups and downs in this game. And you need to always have your confidence. Even sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it. But mm-hmm. You still gotta be able to go out there and perform. You still need to, you know, you don't really need to be adjusted up and down. You know, but the game has changed since when I've been playing, because there's really no true leadoff hitter like that anymore. Now you got those guys that, you know, you want to go 1-0 right from the jump. You know, you want to pop somebody. So, and you want to keep the line moving. And that's what the game has changed. Or I should say the game hasn't changed, but the players' mentality has changed. And it's more of that's what's going on in the metrics and everything like that. But it's still the game of baseball, but it's just, you know, you want to inject it with a little bit more excitement, and, you know, you want to have that guy to start the party off with a bang, than more like myself, than getting on and slapping some stuff and tickling it in the outfield and try to go first to second, and then, you know, hit the hole and play the small ball game. You know, I'm trying to go in them seats now, which I understand, which I love.
Plush, I just want to ask you some questions about your time as a Brewer. Who was your favorite team in the NL Central to beat? Who, when you ended the day?
Oh, the Cardinals.
Cardinals. Yeah.
The Cardinals. Oh, I can't say. I mean, I guess, you know, I just, for some reason, they're always whining. Uh-huh. They're always.
Best fans of baseball.
Oh, I mean, they are good fans. They are good fans because they booed me every single at bat. But, you know. But they do show love when you go out there and perform and put on a show for them, which is, you know, you got to appreciate that. But it's the Cardinals by far. But I love smacking up against the Cubs, though. Love mopping up the Cubs.
Yeah. Well, one more quick one. Who was your favorite Brewers teammate at your time in Milwaukee?
Probably Gomez.
Yeah. Go. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Me and P were close. I can turn up any party. I mean, even when they invited me to the White House for a rookie initiation, I still turned up there. So, I mean, you know.
You
can invite me anywhere, bro, and I'm going to have a great time.
What's rookie initiation at the White House?
Oh, yeah. So that was the first time I came across Clayton Kershaw. Who else? Cody Rasmus. studs. Oh, man. And, you know, I'm seeing these kids on, what was that, Baseball America?
Yeah.
But I didn't even, you know, and now that I understand the things that I was, like, doing, walking around the White House and going into the Oval Office and stuff like that and going to the stateroom, bruh, it's tripping me out now because, I even tell my wife, like, yeah, I sat in one of those chairs up there. I actually got to hit the gravel on the speaker seat.
Why are you at the White House? Like, what?
Oh, because I'm plush, baby. Come on now.
I feel.
What's wrong with you? Come on, cuz. Hey, Doc, nah. It's a little thing that they, the MLB, they do with all rookies. I don't know if they still do it, but they did it with my, like, graduating class after the Arizona Fall League. Oh. Like, if you go to the Fall League, you're basically, that's like the graduating class. I mean, you're going to go to the big leagues. Mm. I mean, you might not stick, but you're going to get your chance. Mm. And, you go to the White House, you walk around, they tell you, what to do, how to speak, and they train you and groom you. That's why I'm plush, baby.
I see. Ooh, we indeed.
I imagine plush just walking right into the Oval Office and sitting down and saying, all right, I'm here, ready for business.
You told George Bush to move over.
I'll take over in the chair.
That's funny. Again, we're being joined by T Plush. Y'all know him as Niger Morgan as well. Now, before we let you go, you said you got the family reunion, and I ain't counting your pockets, but I know you played in Major League Baseball, and I know how families can be. When you go to the family reunion, how many people be looking at you to pay for stuff? Niger got it. Ask Niger for it.
Well, see, hey, check this out, family. So that's why, that's a great segment to this. Going from MLB, they actually tell you who not to, who to break bread to. So they kind of get you well ready and prepare how to say no without saying no. Maybe just say, right now I don't have it. Or you just give that look, or you just, keep it moving and just keep the conversation going, something else.
Oh, they said, Cousin T Plus said he ain't got it all. He playing. I seen him on TV.
Hey, I'm running a business right now. Hey, it's tight.
I love it. Hey,
I got those T-Rex arms, baby. I can't use my wallet.
Can't get to it. I love it, T-Plush. Hey, last one here. When next time you come on and you join us, will the Brewers have made a big move at the trade deadline?
I hope so. I mean, I'm going to say yeah. I mean, you need it. Don't be scared. Scare money don't make money, baby. And at the end of the day, you guys deserve it. The 414. Oh my goodness. We're always there. We're getting close. And as fans and me now, I'm a fan, man, you got to bust off and maybe let some of those chips go because you don't know if they're going to shine. You know, a lot of people, hey, they get tight. They can't tight us.
Get tight like
get tight when they get to the show, baby. It's a show. They get to the show and
they can't get tight like plush when they ask them for a couple bucks.
Plush, tighten up. Easy breezy, baby.
We know T Plush definitely don't get that sphincter. Don't get too tight for T Plush when it comes to big moments. Thank you so much, T Plush, for joining us here today on Kyle and Bruss, man. We'll holler at you later, man.
Thank you.
Stay plush.
Stay plush indeed. That is Niger Morgan, a.k.a. T-Plush, who just joined us today on the Yingling Hotline. Remember, Yingling is now officially in Wisconsin, family-owned and operated for 6 generations. D.G. Yingling and Sons, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Thank you so much to T-Plush for joining us here today. And listen,